Bridgeport Times and Evening Farmer. The weather report for Bridgeport and vicinity, cloudy tonight and Tuesday, probably rain, cooler Tuesday. Subscription rates by mail, daily, $6 per year. 1 month daily, 50 cents. Price, 2 cents. September 16, 1918. Housing situations so acute, government adopts expedient to relieve situation, will accommodate 1,000 people. Bridgeport will have 100 temporary houses in the vicinity of Remington Plant for the accommodation of about 1,000 people who will come to the city on account of the demand for munition workers. It was stated on good authority this morning to a representative of the Times that the government plans to erect these houses at Central and Boston Avenues on property owned by the Bridgeport Hospital location and owners of the Lewis property. The land will be leased at a figure decided by the government for the period of the war, and the houses will follow the type erected in other cities, similar to plans followed in New Haven and other places where the necessity has risen for such homes. They will follow the lines of the portable homes which have become so popular at beaches and summer resorts. The houses will be erected under the direction of the United States Housing Corporation and will follow their set plans. The Bridgeport Hospital Committee has appointed Walter B. Lasher and its representative to carry on the necessary negotiations incidental to the lease of the property to the government, and the negotiations have already begun with owners of the Lewis property relative to the use of the land. Wood structures with wood posts and no permanent foundations, which can easily be disposed of after they are no longer in use, but all possible comforts will be provided for the tenants. The sites are particularly adapted to the purpose, as the sewers and streets are already in use, and the expense will thereby be much less.